dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call. Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
I'm glad it's just a podcast and very glad that you're joining us again this week. We really do appreciate you downloading our little show. Okay, before we get into the second half of our conversation with Colby Beland from K-Stack that we started last week, there's a couple of things that I want to let you know about as we say goodbye to January and hello to Walmart's new fiscal year. So let's start with that one. If you're a Walmart supplier, you know this already. Walmart week one is kicking off in February. So if you don't have a Walmart planning calendar that's broken out by Walmart week and quarter, those holiday comparisons year to year, OTIF end dates, and all the things that you need to plan for your next modular or that line review, we've got a free one for you. I've got a link to it out in our podcast description. Or you know what? You can actually go to 8thandwalton.com/calendar. Download it from there. Again, it's absolutely free. Please share it with everybody that you work with, your colleagues, and it's really going to help you plan and partner better with Walmart this year. Now, second bullet point. Oh, I want to give you a quick reminder about 8th and Walton's online training. I know here at the beginning of the year, your company may be thinking about what training you're going to budget for in 2020. And if you've taken a class with 8th and Walton before, you know you don't have to be here on site. We've got live online training where you can interact with the facilitator and other students here on site and across the country. That part is extremely important if you're a Walmart supplier. Look, the reason we stress this so much, and you know, the reason that we don't just produce a video about Walmart's Retail Link system and then just charge you to go out and watch it, is because things like Retail Link, they change so much. Walmart's item setup process changed drastically in the last year. The on-time, in-full process, this continues to evolve. So every time that a process or a system changes at Walmart, we update our training immediately. It's live. It's up to date. You can ask questions about your data and the specific issues that you're facing every week. And I tell you all that just to say this. The class schedule has been updated for February and March. So I'm going to put a link out there and you can, you know, check out the classes. Or just go to 8thandwalton.com/courses/browse and just browse around. There's everything out there for you in 2020 from Retail Link classes to, oh, this is a good one, accounting, invoicing, and deductions. We're getting a lot of requests for that one. That's specific to Walmart suppliers. On time in full, obviously, your supply chain classes, and a whole lot more that are taught by the Walmart experts. So please go check out the updated classes for February and March. All right, let's get to why you tuned in this week in the first place. We are going to pick up with our second half of our conversation with Mr. Colby Beland from K-Stack. Now, just in case you missed last week's episode, we were talking about suppliers using consolidators like K-Stack to save money and hassle while partnering with Walmart. And I actually want to pick this up a little bit before we cut off last week, because Colby was making a great point about capacity in the market today and how things would impact Walmart suppliers this year. So let's jump back a little and pick it up from that last point. Emma, that's cut number five. Will you fire that up? Cut number five. Thank you.
Driver shortage is still an issue, right? If you're an asset-based trucking company, driver shortage is still an issue. It's an ongoing issue, and the trends get worse and worse every year. But really what drives capacity is supply and demand and the economy. And you know, the economy has been not as strong or robust as it has been. And so as the economy has allowed, there's more capacity in the marketplace. So as we go into 2019 and 2020, there's no economic headwind unless, you know, some geopolitical thing happens in 20 with tariffs or something like that. Really don't see capacity being a major issue in 2020.
Well, and I kind of want to go back for a second to, you know, smaller suppliers partnering with CaseStack. How do you help out when it comes to capacity, something you're kind of taking off the supplier's plate?
Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes to helping a supplier out, the advantage of partnering with a company like CaseStack is we take all the supply chain challenges and obstacles off of your plate, from managing carriers to managing appointments with retailers to managing your inventory and everything in between. We take control of that. So you don't have to worry about capacity. You don't have to worry about, am I going to be able to get an appointment at a retailer? You don't have to worry about those challenges that are day-to-day in the industry when it comes to delivering your product to a retailer. We take all that off the plate. We own that for the supplier, and they don't have to worry about it.
Well, let's talk about 2020 for a second, because as fast as things are changing at Walmart, and Supplier Summit will be here before we know it, with the new announcements coming up. I'm not even going to ask you to tap into that today. But with as fast as things change at Walmart and with the industry and capacity, what are some of the big things that are going to be happening at CaseStack in the next year that we can look forward to as you continue to help out suppliers?
Well, again, the biggest trend in retail is smaller quantities more often. Retailers wanting to order 5 days a week instead of 1 day a week or whatever it is. And that impacts cost for the supplier. And so having a third-party company like CaseStack that understands the retail landscape and knows how to navigate those relationships with the retailer, and not just Walmart, but Sam's Club and, you know, Publix and Dollar General and Target and Kroger and all the different Amazon, all the different companies that we work with and have relationships with. This is what we specialize in. We manage these retail partnerships to ensure that the supplier is getting the highest level of service at the best cost per case delivered into those retailer DCs, so the supplier doesn't have to worry about it. They don't have to keep up with all the different, you know, vendor compliance programs. They don't have to deal with all the carriers and all the different regulations and government regulations that are going on in the industry. We manage that for the supplier and deliver at the highest service levels at the best possible price point, especially for that small to mid-sized supplier that is trying to compete with a large national brand that has their own supply chain. Really, what we bring to the table is a sophisticated supply chain that they don't have to buy the technology, they don't have to manage the carriers. It's all taken off their plate and allows them to focus on what they do best, which is selling and manufacturing.
Colby, thank you again for being here. It's always great to talk with you.
Appreciate the opportunity.
The chairperson has left.